Hi, everybody. Today I want to talk about what I think is one of the biggest obstacles to achieving great success as an entrepreneur. And that obstacle is perfectionism. And it's very, very tricky because on one hand, being a perfectionist may have been responsible for a lot of your success in business so far. You did a better job than other people. You presented better because you really devoted yourself to it. You followed up better. You were a perfectionist and that got you a lot of results. But here's the challenge. As you grow, what happens is your business takes on more and more levels of complexity. You have more and more things to do to make your business run smoothly. So if you keep the perfectionist attitude all the way through, yes, you will do what you do well, very well. But what usually happens, and we coach people from all industries, of all business sizes, so we see this again and again and again, what usually happens is you start not getting done what you need to get done. So you're doing everything really well, but there's now another 10, 15, 20 things that you know you should do to grow your business and you don't even get round to it because of your perfectionism. So what's the solution? Well, here's a solution that works for most tasks. Do them 80% as good as they could be. 80% as good as they can be. And that why this works is for most tasks, it doesn't have to be perfect. You're far better getting a pretty good job done, and your pretty good is a lot better than most people's. You're much better getting a pretty good job done and getting started on something else. So that at the end of the week, if you have 10 important things to do, you've got all 10 done, not six. So try this. When next time you're working on something, when you get it to 80% as good as it can be, just stop. The client's probably going to be happy. The staff are probably going to be happy. You may be a little agitated because it's not perfect, but it frees you up to do all the other things that grow your business. Now, the truth is, and you know it, there are some times where it does have to be perfect. So I'm not suggesting that it be shoddy. It's still got to be very, very good. And in those rare times where it really has to be perfect, well, make it perfect. But at least 8 out of 10 times, you don't have to get it better than 80% good. And furthermore, most people won't appreciate that last 20%. And it's the last 20% that is often hardest and takes the most time. So have a think about that. The more you think about it, I think you'll agree that this whole system radically will improve how much you get done in your business and therefore how fast your business grows.